It looks as if maybe the markets could be up a little today, John.
We're going to start with a pop. You know, it's funny that July 1st seems an eon ago now, but let's kind of review what happened in July, because it's going to make August. It's going to be tough to follow July as an act. In the month of July, the market was up, the Dow was up almost 700 points. I mean, like I said, hard to believe that. It's been a month ago, about 7%. And this morning, as you mentioned, we're going to start with a pop. The Dow futures are up well over 100 points. And there are a number of reasons for that, in spite of the fact that we got some very disappointing news on Friday, and that was the GDP, the second quarter gross domestic product number, was annualized rate only 2.4%. And by the way, Bill, I heard people all weekend, including President Obama, talking about the fact that the economy grew 2.4% in the second quarter. That's really inaccurate. That's an annualized rate. If the economy grows for four quarters at the rate that it grew in the second quarter, it would be an annualized rate, a 12-month rate of 2.4%. And that's a far cry from saying that we grew 2.4% in one quarter. And it wasn't just the president that said that incorrectly. It was lots of other people that I heard on the air.
Wishful thinking.
Yeah, wishful thinking. And it's going to be an active week. We get a lot of additional earnings. And by the way, three-fourths of the companies in the S&P 500 have reported already, and three-fourths of those companies reported profits that were better than Wall Street expected. We get some more of that this week. Today, at 9 o'clock our time, we get the ISM index. That's the service part of our economy, which is 70% of our economy. We'll see what that number looks like. But it's kind of funny, Bill. I was thinking about how much Alan Greenspan now reminds me of Lindsay Lohan. And, you know, let me make that connection for you. Alan Greenspan can't really get over the fact that he's no longer head of the Federal Reserve. He thinks he's still a star, even though he's not. Yesterday, he was on Meet the Press, and he said, quote, that we're in a modest recovery that, quote, feels like a quasi-recession. He went on to say that if home prices start falling again, we'll be facing a double-dip recession. And then he said it's touch and go. Then his parting comment, I'm glad to know he's providing so much, you know, great news for the market here. There's nothing out there that I can see which will alter the trend or the level of unemployment. And, you know, once again, he may be right, but I'm not sure that he's in charge of anything anymore, except, of course, that people hang on his words. And by the way, next week, beginning on August the 10th, the FOMC, the Federal Open Market Committee, that's the part of the Fed that sets interest rates, meets next week. And we know they can't lower rates because you can't lower them below zero, but there's a lot of talk that they're going to do some other things to try to provide some more stimulation to the economy. So, and then on Friday, of course, we get the mother of all economic numbers, the unemployment rate, and the number of non-farm payroll jobs that were either created or lost in the month of July. So, Bill, all in all, the market's looking for a reason to be optimistic, up 100 points this morning. We'll see how long that lasts.
In your article in the Times Record yesterday, you talked about estate taxes and the really serious problems if it goes back to previous levels.
Yeah, and I was looking, you know, I mentioned George Steinbrenner in that article, who passed away, of course, owning the Yankees, and how that cost the government $500 million. But I was looking yesterday, and there have been three other billionaires that have died so far this year already. One was worth $9 billion, a guy down in Houston, and no estate taxes. So, you know, Congress's inaction on the estate tax has already cost the Treasury several hundreds of millions of dollars. And there are other things they haven't acted on yet, like the Bush tax cuts, a lot of other things that they need to get busy and get fixed before the end of the year.
But it really is a robbing what a person has built up over time if it goes back to the levels it used to be.
Yeah, that's true. It's really, as I mentioned in that article, it's a tax on, quote, the privilege of passing your assets you've accumulated on to another generation.
That's exactly right. Well, John, we appreciate you joining us. We look forward to talking with you. And, of course, the market's going up and down. Finally, mutual funds. They've had some problems, haven't they?
Well, they have. And, of course, there's a lot of inflows and outflows going on as people try to decide which kind of fund, which sector of the market to be in. So, I think a lot of people are just practicing defensive postures right now.
That's John Taylor. He'll be back with us tomorrow. Thank you.